again. My name is Mark Richardson. I'm a librarian at the Cedar Mill Community Library in Portland, Oregon. This is the next in our series of audio recordings of Sunset High School students interviewing local immigrants or descendants of local immigrants. In this audio, you will hear Dolores Fallon. Dolores is a native Oregonian, but her family comes from Belgium and Ireland. So enjoy.
Hi, I'm Casey.
Hi, Casey.
What is your name?
Dolores DeYoung Fallon.
All right. So, where did your family originally come from?
My father's side, the DeYoung or DeJong, how it's pronounced there in Belgium, came from Flanders in Belgium, East Flanders, in 1907. My father was a baby about 22 months old. He came with the mother and the father. They settled in Michigan, Minnesota, and then they came to Oregon in about 1912. Should I say on the other side, my other side of my family? The Irish side, they came from Waterford County, Ireland. I'm not quite sure the year. The grandfather was born in Goose Hollow, March 4th, 1863. The grandfather's parents was Thomas and Anne McGlone Leahy.
So, what were the reasons for them coming to America?
Well, on the Belgium side, it was probably, there was a king that, King Leopold, and I think what it was he had control over everything, and they wanted a little more freedom. Freedom of religion, freedom what to work, I'm quite sure that's what it, they never specified, but I felt that's what it was in later years to learn that. And naturally the Irish came because of the famine, we're not quite sure of the exact year, but the grandfather was born 1863 in Portland, so they were probably came before that.
I mean, it must have been tough times though back then.
They had no government assistance. They had to have money. Once you came from Ellis Island, had to have money coming in. They had to have pay their passport coming from Europe.
What do you think were the biggest challenges they faced coming to America?
Where are they going to live? How are they going to make money? The Leahys made money off of the timber here in Washington County, and there were farmers. But before that, I don't know. She was a teacher. The one that came here from Anne McGlone was a teacher in Ireland. They had to have some money. So I don't know what the challenges is. It's finding their jobs, and they always did. They were very hard-working people. The Belgium side, they would work, have a job, and then they'd go home and rework again, another job. I mean, they were farmers. They would work in the mines in Minnesota. But they had to work, that was all. I mean, that was a challenge, to find a job. And I imagine they did find jobs. And that's why one of them, the Belgians, came here from Minnesota. They knew that there was lumber business in Portland, Oregon. And the mines was too dangerous. That was the grandfather said, it was kind of dangerous. And that's why he came here to Portland.
What do you think were the biggest differences coming to America? For them?
I would think the family, leaving family, leaving this grandmother who I didn't know, Emily Van Pembroke DeYoung, she left all her family. No, she did bring, she her brother did come, a brother came, and some of them lived back in Michigan. Leaving the parents. Are the parents, how did they feel? Because the Belgians, six of them came over, and two went back. I found that out. Two of the children, there was 12 in that family. Six came and two went back, but all of them stayed here and prospered, and there's family still, there's relatives still living here.
I mean, I wonder how long it even took to come to America overseas.
I know my dad said there were 2 weeks, there was a storm at sea, it was 2 weeks longer. I don't know how long. It could have been 3 weeks, it could have been a month, I'm not sure. I really haven't read up upon it. And then, as a child, as a teenager, you didn't think about asking. Well, that's what I would think would be the family, especially the women. The women had it. I would think they would have it. Because they didn't... Yeah, I would think that they didn't have anything automatic like we do now. washing by hand. That's what one of my aunts said. She has to remember her mother washing by hand on the washing board. Washing, no gloves. They didn't have any gloves then.
Do you think they face any type of prejudice here in America or Oregon?
No, because my grandfather, when they came, I would always ask these aunts and questions. They wanted to speak English. They never spoke their Flemish. It's Low Dutch. Well, the only I would think they changed the name. My maiden name, De Jong, it's like it sounds, D-E-Y-O-U-N-G. Before, it was De Jong. It looked German. Now, they never said that, but that's why I think my father changed the name and the cousins back in Minnesota. Because it sounded like German in the World War II, you know. And, I mean, there was, well, during World War II, it was, I think they lived among themselves with their, you know, with their friends they knew. Okay. I don't, those that came here, they kind of knew one another. They say they, you know, just like the French will stick together, the Germans, the Belgians, the different groups, you know.
What do you think your family liked most about Oregon and America?
I really don't know anything different because I've lived here all my life. I wonder why they came here. I think they came here because of the farming and the raising of, you know, the farms and the timber. This grandfather, the John Leahy that I showed you the picture, he cut wood, brought it into the hospitals. They had to have, and the breweries, they had to have, that's how they didn't have electricity. So, and then he supplied them with the wood. Now, my grandfather on the Belgium side, he worked at the lumber company in Portland. And he also had kind of a farm. Like I said, I talked to people back in Michigan, and they said when their father put in 8 hours, say, on the railroads, they would come home and put in more 8 or 10 hours of working. They would be out at night working in the gardening out at night by the moonlight. And this is what I answered. Yeah, they were just workers. I mean, but I never heard, even when there was bad, like the Depression time, I was born after that, but I never heard my parents complaining ever. We had farm, we raised animals, you know, and gardening. And I think it was hard times for these people, and then they were always working. But my mom said that her father, John Leahy, read the Bible to them. And I have the Bible. Here's my mom at Beaverton High School.
What do you think they missed most about their homeland?
Well, I would have to think, what did they miss most? They probably were glad to get, the Irish are probably glad to get here. I mean, there's freedom. They bought land. They had money to buy land. And the two Leahy brothers bought land here, right here in Washington County. That's where I got all the information, the probate and everything, and their will and everything. I imagine they were happy that so they could have just grow things. Well, if you'd read about the English kings and whatever taking all from them, they taking the best produce and everything and leaving them with nothing. And they died, I don't know, it was in the 1840s or 50s where they just died. I mean, they were just, it was a bad. Now with them, it was a king. Well, with the Irish, it was the kings too. But they didn't take like the English took from the Irish, yeah. And that was then. They were probably so busy, busy working, that they didn't have time to be missing. And I don't even know, the family back there I correspond with right now, and we went to visit 10 years ago, my daughter and I, went to visit a lot of the family back in Belgium. Very few, they speak English, the younger people. So I'm sure that it was freedom, but they could probably, and he was in the military. They had to be in the military so long for the country, you know. And, but sometimes things are not told. They're not told by everybody, you know, why they came. But I just have that feeling it was more freedom of what they wanted to do and make their money. And he got his, Peter DeYoung got his citizenship I have the big book that he worked on, wrote out it, everything in English, beautiful handwriting. That was 1939. Yeah, just a nice handwriting in English. They wanted to learn English. They wanted, and they denounced they denounced the king when they came here. They had to sign papers in United States. Two brothers were living back in Minnesota, and one sister. And one of them, papers that he denounced the king, that he was totally American. Yeah, but it must have been very hard. It must have been, I think it was more of a struggle, I would say, on the women. Because they had, you know, babies, and it wasn't just like you had everything, you know, automatic. Everything had to be done by hand. They had to make bread by hand. They had to do all that stuff. Can you imagine? I mean, just, they didn't have any freezers. They didn't have any, everything by wood, you know, wood.
Do you know if they ever went back to go visit their country?
My grandfather never did, no, but some of them did back in Minnesota. No, one family went back after her son was killed in World War II to visit the graves. And then they visit, my uncle was killed also at age 29, and so, but no, none of them, except families. And we went back to see, you know, visit the family. But, during World War II, some of them were in the military. John told me this one. Anyway, he changed his name to Deonkey. His father changed. But anyway, he saw a lot of his uncles and aunts when he was in World War II.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he told me all about this, and I wrote it all down, documented everything. Yeah, I never saw him. I talked to him on the phone, and he passed away. He died, in 79, 78. But he said he saw a lot of relatives, and they were so happy to see him. See the boys, you know, in Belgium there. They were going from house to house partying. Well, I think they appreciated this country. And they, like this grandfather, he got his citizenship. And I'm sure the other ones did too, also back in Minnesota and Michigan. I think they really appreciated being free. They could do what they wanted to do. I mean, a limit. I mean, they did, and they were hardworking people. And I think they wrote letters, though. The sister wrote letters from Belgium to my grandfather. I remember when I was a child, him sitting there reading letters. But he never said he missed. I don't remember him saying that. Because I think it was so free here, in, like, the king, they had to do everything, for, you know, well, just probably do everything for him. But I don't think that's the way now. I think it's a little bit different. Well, I didn't know the other family because they were the ones that came here. The other ones, they were much older, you know, on my Irish side. They came here in 1863. And my father came here in 1907, 1912. They came out to Oregon.
I think that's about it for the interview today. Well, thank you very much.